Section 6.8, Class or Isotype Switching. As we have described above, one B cell makes antibody of just a single specificity that is fixed by the nature of the VJ or L chain and the VDJ, H chain, rearrangements. These rearrangements occur in the absence of antigen in the early stages of B cell differentiation. We have also described how a single B cell can synthesize IgM and IgD with the same antigenic specificity. In the paragraphs that follow, we show how an individual B cell can switch to make a different class of antibody, such as IgG, IgE, or IgA. This phenomenon is known as class or isotype switching. Class switching changes the effector function of the B cell, but does not change the cell's antigenic specificity. Class switching occurs in the antigen-stimulated mature B cells synthesizing IgM and IgD, and involves further DNA rearrangement, juxtaposing the rearranged VDJ genes with a different heavy chain C-region gene. See Figure 6.5. In addition to antigen, class switching is dependent on the presence of factors known as cytokines released by T cells. See below in further discussion in chapters 10 and 11. There is little or no class switching by B cells in the absence of such T cell-derived cytokines. The cytokines that affect class switching induce further rearrangement of B cell DNA and produce switching to other Ig classes in a downstream progression, for example, to IgG4 or IgE. Thus, a single B cell with a unique specificity is capable of making an antibody of all possible classes, depending on the switches occurring in the DNA coding for its H chain. The mechanism by which mature B cells undergo class switching is shown in Figure 6.5. At the 5' end of every H chain, C region, CH gene, apart from C delta is a stretch of repeating base sequences called a switch or S region. This S region permits any of the CH genes, besides C delta, to associate with the VDJ unit in the figure. Only the CH genes gamma 3, gamma 1, and alpha 2 are shown, but other CH genes may also be used. Under the stimulating influence of antigen and T cell-derived cytokines, a B cell with a VDJ unit linked to C mu and C delta further rearranges its DNA to link the VDJ to an S region in front of another CH region gene, gamma 1 in figure 6.5. After a primary RNA transcript is made from the rearranged DNA, the introns are spliced out to give an mRNA coding for the IgG1H chain. In so doing, the intervening C region DNA is removed. Thus, at this stage, the cell loses its ability to revert to making a class of antibody whose C region gene has been deleted, IgM, IgD, or IgG3 in this example. Class switching is a mechanism unique to IgH chains of B cells. It allows an antibody with a single antigenic specificity to associate with a variety of different constant region chains and thus have different effector functions. For example, an antibody with a VDJ unit specific for a bacterial antigen may be linked to the C-gamma to produce an IgG molecule. This IgG antibody interacts with cells such as macrophages that express receptors for Fc gamma. Alternately, the same VDJ unit may be linked to C epsilon to produce an IgE molecule. IgE antibody interacts with cells such as mast cells that express receptors for Fc epsilon. Cytokines present when antigen activates B cells play a key role in CH gene selection during isotype switching. For example, in the presence of the cytokine interferon gamma, the B cell can rearrange its VDJ to the C-gamma-2 heavy chain, and the cell switches to IgG2 synthesis. By contrast, in the presence of cytokine interleukin 4, or IL-4, a B cell can rearrange its VDJ to C gamma 4 or C epsilon, and the cell switches to IgG4 or IgE synthesis, respectively. Each cytokine is thought to loosen the structure of the DNA double helix at only certain points along the Ig locus, allowing an enzyme known as a switch recombinase to recognize DNA codings for specific C regions.